Menachos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. Atchelus einu ma'akeves es halovon, ve'alovon einu ma'akeves atchelus. We're talking here about mitzvahs tzitzis. The Torah says that on the tzitzis of Oslam, tzitzis ha'kanfe b'gdem l'deresom, v'nosnu put, a separate v'nosnu, al tzitzis ha'konof psul techeles. So what does that mean? That means that in the tzitzis, there's chute lovon and chute techeles. How many chute lovon and how many chute techeles there are is the subject of a major machlokes rishonim. And in earlier times, it wasn't so nizbarer exactly how to paskin halacha lemaisa, what the shita of the Rambam is, what the shita of the Gro is. Lately, it's become a little bit more traveled territory, obviously, because there's the shaila of whether we have the techeles or not. Without getting involved in that, that's why a lot has been written on the halacha lemaisa. Is it one of the four, the way tzitzis is made is that in each corner there's eight strings, but the eight is really four. So does that mean that there's a full one of the psil tcheles, which means two, because it's bent over, or does that mean one of the eight, and it's only half of the psil tcheles? The Rambam, the Ravid, another variation is what seems to be Shittas Rashi, that you need arba chute loven va arba chute tcheles. The Torah says that there are chute loven and chute tcheles. Now the chute loven and the chute tcheles are not exclusive, because even if there's no tcheles for many hundreds of years, that Klal Yisrael didn't have tcheles, which, by the way, I'm not saying that we do have tcheles. The shaila is a shaila shekvadoshu be rabim. The Mesiris is that we don't have Tcheles, that's the Pashas, and the Mesiris is that we Pashas don't have Tcheles until Mashiach comes. There are Mekoros and Chazal that it was Nignaz. What seems to be the scientific evidence that at least one of the types, we're not getting involved in the Radzina Tcheles and Rav Herzog's Tcheles and other Tcheles, and the one that they have today, the Murex. But Al Koponim, the Nidon is Kvadoshu Be Rabim, and a lot has been written on the subject, because there are people that want to know La Halocha, how to be Noig, and how to be Noig La Halocha. But Vinishvi, there were always eight, which means four times two, of the Psilim, and those are the Psile Lovon, and all four strings are Likuva, whether they have Tcheles in it or not, and calls them Nichnas into the Mishnah of the two mitzvahs are not ma'akvin zeh. Now, what does it mean, ha'tcheles enim ha'kevs ha'lovin? It means that each one's not ma'akv the other, and psile tcheles don't take away from the fact that there's a mitzvah that there should be psile lovon, and certainly the fact that there's a mitzvah psile tcheles don't take away, like Klal Yisrael was like for many hundreds of years, that there's a mitzvah b'chute lovon. That's the pshat in the Mishnah. Now, that's the way to read this line of enim ma'akvin zeh. Let's read the next line in the Mishnah. Tfilo shol yad, eino ma'akeves shol roish, v'shol roish eino ma'akeves shol yad. And over here, it's not two things, two mitzvahs that are wrapped up with each other. We're talking here about two separate and distinct mishnas, the mitzvahs. If a person puts on tfilo shol roish, nothing's missing in the tfilo shol roish. And if a person puts on tfilo shol yad, nothing's missing in the tfilo shol yad. That's what it means, eino ma'akeves zeh zeh. And l'chor, they're two mitzvahs, and they're counted that way by the money of mitzvahs. And more so, according to many Rishonim, the Shita of the Balei Tosis, the Minig of Bnei Ashkenaz, is to make two separate brachas. L'maisa, the Minig of the Mechaber, and many of the Rishonim, is not to make two brachas, not because the Shoresh and Shoyad is not two mitzvahs. They are two mitzvahs. But the bracha that one makes could be chal, heyos, one puts on one without a hefsek to the other, one bracha suffices to the both. Masha'enken by tzitzis, it's not the pshat that they're two separate mitzvahs and one has nothing to do with the other. They're one mitzvah and two chalokim of the mitzvah in a ma'akvin zeh. So if somebody has chute lovon and he doesn't want to spend the money, the Gemara says tchel's expensive. If somebody doesn't want to spend the money, he's mevatel mitzvah say deraisa. There's something missing in the tzitzis that he's wearing. So the pshat in Enu Ma'akeves is a little bit choluk from what we have by tzitzis, from what we have by tefillin. Hasoilus v'Hashem in Enu Ma'akeves Sayayin. This is a little bit back to familiar territory, Minseches Menachos. We're talking over here about the Minches Nesachim. The two are not Ma'akev as Hayayin. V'loi hayayin ma'akvon, the yayin is not ma'akiv, the nesochim of the yayin is not ma'akiv for the soils and the shemen. Hamatonois she'ala mizbeach hachitzoin, Ein makve zuza, which means that the matnas dam that was put by a korban with tone coming nesinus of dam, each one is not makim nesina achas mechaperes. Going back to tefillin for a second, when you look at the Rav on tefillah shoyad eni makeve shoroish, he brings the Rambam in Pirshei Mishnayos that says that one is not allowed to put on tefillah shoroish or tefillah shoyad except when one has both pairs of tefillin. It has to be b'shtei metzuyin etzlo. L'maisa he's matmiya, because there is such a the mandaomer and the gemara over here, daf mem dalid, but l'maisa the gemara is choyzer the Rambam himself, and the yad doesn't pass him that way. So what they say is that the Talmud Torah was most of this. The kachoru kol rabbi say aloch l'maisa the avada shoresh shoyad enon mak vizuzu. That's aloch psuka by all the poskim. Mishnah base haparim vo'elim v'akvosim enon ma'akvin. What we're talking about over here is the Korbanos of Shavuos. We're talking over here about the Parim, the Elam, and the Kvasim that are brought with the Shtei Alechem. Each one is a separate Korban. Now the truth of the matter is that we're not talking about a few parts of one thing. There's two totally separate groups of Korbanos over here. One Chelik is the Musaf of Shavuos, which is in Parshas Pinchos. And that's Shtei Parim, Ayalecha, Shiva Kvasim. Like we say in Tfilas Musafim. And it's here Izim V'chatos. That's like we said in Parshas Pinchos. The second kvutza is more related to the Korban Oimer, and that's in, I'm saying not the Oimer, the Shtei Alechem of Shavuos. That's the Korbanos that are brought together with the Shtei Alechem. That's a Parechot, Shtei Elim, Shiva Kvosim Le Oilosirizim Lechatos, Shtei Kvosim Lushlomim. So the Lamaisa, that's a grand total of 20 Korbanos, 3 Parim, 3 Elim, 14 Kvosim. But Lamaisa, it's two separate groups, along with Shnei Sirizim Lechatos and Shnei Kvasim Lushlam. So the Kvasim, together with the Kivsei Ateres, which is the fundamental carbon, together with the Shtei Alechem, that's the main. But Lamaisa, the Enim Akvizeza, comes along the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Aimim, Hoyu Lahem Porim, Merubim, Vele Hoyu Lahem Nisachim, if there was in the Beis HaMikdosh, and they had enough Korbanos, they had enough behemos, or they had enough money to buy all the poros, but they don't have enough to buy the nesachim. Yaviu par echod unesachah v'lo yikrivu kulam b'lei nesachim. That means nesachim are not makiv the korban. Okay, every korban, even though it's a chiv and it's tohen nesachim, the ones are not makiv the other. Comes to the wrong Reb Shimon, and Reb Shimon says if you can bring all the korbanos, but there's a choice to bring less korbanos, but together with the nesachim, then better to bring a korban bishlemus, it's a separate knech. The mashmos in Mishnah Reb Shimon Naim is that the Tanakam is chaylik. It's not clear exactly where the Tanakam is chaylik. The Rav doesn't explain it. It sounds like the onnem, and it's mufush that way in the Braisa that's brought in the Gemara. The onnem is that the Tanakam, in saying einim akve zezeh, means every korban could be brought separately, and Reb Shimon is saying that there's a gevis shlemus. He's not saying what's ma'akiv in terms of psul. But he's saying that there's a lechetchila to bring one korban im nisocheo, that's more of a shleimus than bringing more korbanos. So Luchay is also admitting that einon mak v'zuazu. Not clear exactly in the Mishnah where's what the Tanakama says, that the two kvutzes ha-korbanos, the korban musafim, and mineu bei in the korban musafim, Lu'umas, the korbanos that are brought b'miyuchet for the Shtei Alechem, that the Enim Akviz Ezeh, where does that get in the way of what Reb Shimon says, that there's a bazunder and nekuda of bringing a korban im nisochel al tzeshlemus of that korban.